For purposes of transparency, public sector workers, including politicians, are to make their salaries open. This tendency is coming up at a time when the executive and legislature are negotiating upward adjustment of salaries. Radio Ghana caught up with a communications expert, Dr. Wilberforce Jassa, who says because of the democratic path Ghana has chosen, it is ideal to make salaries open.
First and foremost, a very dicey issue. But we must begin to be a little bit transparent about our governance. We have accepted a multi-party democracy. We are running a constitutional government. And therefore, the various pillars of the state, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary should be above board. In terms of transparent governance, I think that we should make these things public. In addition to that, we should go beyond this institution into the public sector and civil service in general and ensure that at least the public is aware of salary level. It doesn't matter whether you are a politician or a civil servant or public servant. It will help bring about some healthy relation between all the institutions in the country. Even within the private sector, I think that people begin to hold some kind of perception that the banks and other private institutions are paid so heavily. Therefore, everybody wants to drift to the private sector. Or virtually, there is so much pressure that everybody wants to work in a bank or some juicy institution. But if you make the salary relativities known, I think it will help in terms of determination of salaries across.
Dr. Wilberforce Jassa is a communications expert.
The executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, agrees with the assertion that salaries of public officials be made public. He said it is only appropriate that the taxpayer is made aware of how his or her tax is being utilized.
I don't see anything wrong with it. If you are paid from the public purse, it's only fair that those who are paying taxes for you to be paid know how much you are paid. And even not just how much you are paid, but what goes into the decision as to how much you are paid, especially politicians who have offered themselves to serve this nation.
Don't you think that will bring jealousy and perhaps security implications to those ministers or politicians?
I don't see how it will bring jealousy or security implication. Otherwise, we shouldn't have been discussing it. We are already talking about it. It's already in the public domain. There's no issue of it being having any security implications. Otherwise, we should be talking about it. In any case, we are paid through the bank. So even if we know that you are paid 200 million Cedis a month, are you going to take the cash home so that armed robbers will come and rob you? Don't they already know your socio-economic status, that you are better off than the ordinary Ghanaian? When you are driving a V8 with a sticker written MP behind, don't they already know who you are, that you are not like the ordinary Ghanaian? And in any case, how about business people who are perceived to be very rich? And politicians have better security than the rest of us. So are we saying that because of that, life shouldn't go on?
Chief Director of Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim.